So you came to the United States and you studied industrial design?
Yes. I studied industrial design and then got a job as a toy designer. So I spent 30 years designing toys for kids to play with, which is a strange way to make a living. But it was a lot of fun and extremely exciting because you had to do new things every year. You could not do the same thing. And so I had a very creative energy around my life in terms of cutting from the past, forging new ideas, seeing them become real product, and then moving on to creating new product again. And you can't, my challenge each day was an empty page. And I had to put new ideas on it. And Fisher-Price called me up and said they wanted a 5.5-inch doll that had Barbie-like play, but would be smaller and have a lot of role play activities related to it, 3 accessories, self-demonstrable, and that was going to have a commercial, so I had to think about that. Then I had a blank piece of paper, and that was it. And you had to figure out how to get your mind to work to come up with something totally brand new. You know, you'd be stealing from everything you knew, but this had to be a singularly new permutation of a doll. And so at that point, you, of course, immediately want to go to the bathroom or go to the fridge or remember something you had to clean or anything but this page that was looking back at you. And so the discipline of having to deal with that for 30 years was truly consistent with how I've loved to live my life. And so it's informed most of everything that I've done and allowed me to, in a way, institutionalize questioning the past, being able to let go of the past, to embrace the challenges of the present, and to create something for the future.